AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
We, the jury, find the defendant, James Egan Holmes, guilty of murder in the first degree after deliberation.
Judge Carlos Samur went down the list of 12 first-degree murder counts for each of the victims late today, telling those in the courtroom in Centennial, Colorado, including families of the victims, that the jury found the shooter guilty on each count. President Obama is vowing a prompt investigation of the shootings today in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that claimed the lives of four U.S. Marines.
Minutes after returning from a trip to Oklahoma, the president was in the Oval Office meeting with top security aides and telling reporters what happened in Chattanooga is heartbreaking and a tragedy.
For these individuals who have served our country with great valor to be killed in this fashion.
Obama says the FBI is taking the lead in the investigation, but the military is looking at what extra security precautions might be needed in the shooting's aftermath. Meantime, he's urging all Americans to pray for the families of the Marines who perished. Mark Smith at the White House.
A U.S. official says there's no indication at this hour that the gunman identified as 24-year-old Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz was on the radar of U.S. law enforcement. An indictment was presented today in Charleston, South Carolina, for the church massacre that left 9 people dead last month. AP correspondent Bruce Smith reports the judge does not want 911 tapes released.
The judge said he wants to hear from the prosecution, the defense, and attorneys for the victims' families before making a decision on how to proceed with that. If any of those parties file a motion that they want to be heard, the judge will hold another hearing. And the judge set a deadline of next Wednesday to hear from that.
This is AP Radio News. The Senate has approved a rewrite of the much-criticized No Child Left Behind education law.
Co-sponsor Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander says this returns much of the power in public education back to the states.
We hear you. We know you want to end the confusion and the anxiety and the feeling that you're not in charge of your own children.
Co-sponsor Washington Democrat Patty Murray says this rewrite will relieve pressure on students, parents, and teachers.
So they can focus less on test prep and more on learning.
But Education Secretary Arne Duncan says the bill fails to ensure that kids struggling to learn will get the help they need. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A deputy coroner says the step-grandparents of a teenage girl who hiked to safety from a rugged Washington State mountainside after their plane crashed last Saturday were burned beyond recognition. Dental records will be used to confirm their identities. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.